Done with frizz? Say goodbye to that poof. Repel humidity and tame those flyaways. One drop, frizz stops with John Frieda Frizzy Serum. Your hair talks and frizz never interrupts. John Frieda Frizzy Serum. One drop, frizz stops.
Only from John Frieda.
Want to make your blonde blonde? Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection by John Frieda lightens and brightens hair two full shades to give you your best blonde every day. Your hair talks. Make a statement with Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection. Only from John Frieda.
Lengthy thoughts from Vince Carter on today's edition of Locked On Grizzlies. The 40-year-old oldest active player in the NBA wants to keep playing. You'll hear why. You'll hear some of the things that he likes to do to keep himself active and ready to play. His thoughts about Mike Conley, Mark Gasol, the other Grizzlies, how Kobe enters into the equation. There's lots of great stuff. And of course, whether or not he would want to chase a ring, that is all still to come as you listen in to Vince Carter's thoughts here on Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into the Tuesday edition of Locked On Grizzlies here as we continue with the off-season. My name is Peter Edmiston. Happy to be with you here. You can listen to me on the radio here in the Memphis area or on the internet, sports56whbq.com. I'm on Sports 56 and 87.7 FM here locally, 7 to 10. Wolo and Peter in the morning, contributor for the Commercial Appeal as well, doing NBA and Grizzlies, and of course bringing you this podcast every day. And we continue here through the off-season. And what I wanted to do for you here in the off-season, I wanted to say, of course, you know, big thank you guys. I wanted to keep the party rolling as much as we could throughout the offseason, but really to do so, wanted to bring you some thoughts from Media Day and some of the more extended thoughts over the last couple pods. You heard yesterday from Mark Gasol, my chat with him, a pretty lengthy chat about a lot of different things. This is going to be even longer from Vince Carter, but you know, I kind of just let the tape roll on it. And this is, I cleaned it up. You'll hear it. A lot of questions from me, a few questions from some other reporters. And but I cleaned it up as much as I could to edit for clarity and for just to kind of make sure there's a little bit of a flow in the conversation. But this is pretty much the way that it was, as Vince just kind of sat there, and he'll do this from time to time. And I've never really had a good chance to kind of bring it to you in full, but thankfully I happened to keep the tape rolling all the way through this time so you could hear it. This is kind of what he'll do sometimes. He'll sit back and hold court and just have a lot of discussion about what's going on in the league, what's going on with him. And he really does get into a lot of his process, his thoughts about getting older, about, you know, how the league has changed, about, you know, motivation and some of his former teammates not having it, who he thinks could still be relevant in the league, all these kinds of things that he just puts out there. And it's awesome stuff. The comments that he has about Mike Conley, those are towards the end. You're definitely going to want to stick around for those. They are really, really insightful. But the whole thing's great. His thought about chasing rings and why he doesn't do it and why he doesn't want to hear anyone talk about it. Just all that stuff is so tremendous. You're going to hear from Vince coming up momentarily. I want to say a big thank you, of course, to our friends at SeatGeek to help bring you this edition of the pod. You know SeatGeek. You know SeatGeek is super easy. And for those of you that are looking for tickets to a show or a game or an event or something that is happening, SeatGeek makes it so easy. Let them do all the hard work for you. They go across all of those ticket buying sites, all the auction sites, everything out there. So you'll know exactly what the right price is, what the market is telling you the right price is. And so they do all that work for you, so you don't have to worry about it. So what you do is you just make your ticket purchase guaranteed, knowing that it's going to be a great deal. So if you look, for example, on the seating chart for an event upcoming, and you kind of say, okay, look through, and you'll see little circles on the chart, and you'll see them color-coded. The ones that are green are the ones that are really good prices based on their algorithm. They've looked across the spectrum. These are good prices. You can click on it, guarantee you know you're going to get a great price. It's super easy to do. And I'll give you an even better deal. If you go to the settings tab on the SeatGeek app, download it from iTunes or the App Store on the Android side, and put it on the settings tab, type in on the promo code, there'll be a little promo code area, type in LO Grizzlies, LO Grizzlies, type that in, and you're going to get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. helps the pod, helps you. Again, that's promo code LOGrizzlies. Check out our friends over at SeatGeek. So, as I promised you, here comes Vince Carter here on today's Locked On Grizzlies. Listen to the now free agent, or soon to be free agent, talk about his experience this year. He'll start by talking a little bit about this season and what he thought about the season. He'll get into his upcoming free agency, and then he starts talking a lot about his season, his body, how he feels, all that kind of stuff. So you're going to want to sit back, relax, and listen in to Vince Carter here on Locked On Grizzlies.
I want to keep playing. I mean, it's up to the, you know, the upstairs, but I would love to. I mean, I'm comfortable here. My family's comfortable here. We're building something exciting and great. I mean, I enjoy going to work with these guys every day, and I'm sure every player can say they've come to work sometimes like, yeah, I don't know. It's a pleasure coming here to work, the city, the atmosphere. I mean, just the loyalty of the fans. The game was over. We didn't win the game, but you couldn't tell. That didn't happen everywhere, and that's what players like to see. And, I know on the flip side, they love to see players lay it on the line, and that's when you feel that connection. And I think Coach Fizdale has done a great job with connecting us as the players with the fans, and the appreciation has been mutual. So that's when it's fun to come to work. Not only you play for your teammates, but you're playing for the fans in the city that sit in those seats every night. So it makes it worth coming back.
What's you, Tony, Zeebo, you're all. There's a lot of possible transition in this team. So what's it like winding down, being in the locker room with a bunch of guys you don't know, they're all coming back?
It is what it is. I mean, we understand the nature of the business. Haven't quite wound down yet, to be honest with you. I woke up like, all right, well, I practice today. Oh, yeah. No, we don't. It's one of those things. It's just so locked in, and because we really felt that we can compete with this team, and we prepared that way. We didn't prepare alone. Let's just survive. No, we prepared to win each and every night. So walking in the locker room today is kind of, it's an odd feeling, and, it's one of those like, man, we're just so close type of thing. So we don't really think about the next step yet. And the three people you named, we've been through it before. So it's kind of like, just wait your turn and see. I mean, I know, it's a pecking order as far as priority is what they're trying to do. So I just sit back and wait. I mean, there's nothing else I can do. I can't panic. I can't lose any sleep over it. I just make sure that I'm prepared to play next season and get my body in shape and just do what I've done. And hopefully things work out.
How important is it for you to be around those rookies and be someone that they can look up to and you can teach them? And how important that was that for you, especially this season when you had several rookies that had to play prominent roles on this team?
For sure. I mean, it's a pleasure for me. It's something I embrace, something I enjoy doing. They responded to it. They asked questions. After it's all said and done, season's over, these guys are like, hey, man, appreciated this. Can we make sure we stay in touch? And first thing that you come to summer league, so it was like that it's a connection there, and guys really appreciate it. I try not to overdo it. I mean, you hear a lot from the coach. They go through a lot throughout the season, but I want to be that comforting voice that you always know that, hey, he's saying something for a reason. He's helping me or giving me this advice, or he's yelling at me or whatever it may be, for a reason, for the good of my game, for the good of the team. So I think once guys kind of understood that, it was easy kind of to communicate with the young guys, and they all responded.
You're supposed to this summer. What's on the pecking order of ways that you're going to pick your next team?
Oh, I don't get into that. I just let it happen. I'm not really good at that. I'm just first and foremost is just making sure I'm prepared, making sure that I'm ready to go when it's time, and I think everything else will kind of take care of itself. It's too early. I know right now the phone's not burning down to get me. There's a lot of free agents out there, and then kind of things will kind of fall where it may. But that's not something I stress over, to be honest with you. I just isn't. And not anymore. Young Vince, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. We're good on the phones, but not right now.
But why is this fit for you? I mean, why?
I just enjoy it. I mean, I like the connection with the guys. I like what Coach is trying to build here. I've, I feel very comfortable here in the city and the fans. You know, I love fans that are all in about their team. I enjoy that. You know, that's what it's about. I mean, you see that. There's a couple teams around the league that has a fan base like that. And it's fun to play. It makes it easy to come to work. I think when you enjoy coming to work every day, why leave it? You understand what I'm saying? So it's not about anything else. He has the opportunity of a championship, winning a championship. You know, like, you know, I hear people say it all the time, you know, go chase that ring. That word chase just is tough for me. You know, it's less, I find it hard for me to go sit on a phone and call teams, and I don't want to use the word beg, but, you know, just to make those phone calls. I mean, I want to fit on a team where it makes sense. I still want to contribute. I still want to play. I still have game left to play. You know, I don't want to just go on a team where it's like, yeah, we would love to have you, but you may not play for us. Up here for me, it's just I love the game too much, and I think that would be tough for me right now. You know, maybe something would change at the end of the summer where I was like, oh, I don't mind, but knowing me, that's not the case.
You're as close to Chandler as anyone, and you supported him when he was going through it, something that you went through. How hard was it for the team not to have him? And then what do you expect? Are we going to see the Chandler that you know again?
I think so. For me, when I told Chandler when it all said and done, it was done for the year, it was like, take this as motivation, not what is said or what could have been. Yeah, we understand that, what could have been. I mean, that's the obvious. The most important thing for Chandler right now, in my opinion, is getting Chandler right. Whatever that means. Not just his body, his mind. And, you know, the mental is, you know, when that's broken, when that's beat down, when that needs to be fixed, that's just as bad as just being hurt as a knee, ankle, whatever, you know, he's having. So I think while he's trying to rehab all of his injuries, this is the most important thing for him. I think he comes back as a confident player. Everything else will take care of itself, because we're going to make sure that he fits into offense. I mean, I think Coach Fizz does a great job of kind of just implementing guys and put them in positions to succeed. You know, it's just now it's just guys had to buy in and be willing to do it. And then once we kind of got it, we took off. And then once Chandler kind of settled in, he's starting to play better. We noticed that. It's just kind of figured it out, because we got to think he missed training camp. So he was playing catch up the entire time. It's always catch up. Whereas we're in this type of shape now, he's still trying to get to some type of shape. So it was an unfortunate situation for him. And, you know, we supported him. We had, like I said, we have a lot of conversation throughout the year, just talking. I mean, half the time it's not about anything other than, you know, just strengthening up here. You know, just because sometimes when you lose your confidence in everything, if you would, tends to go bad or seems to go bad, you tend to press. And it was like, you're too good of a player to be that way. And sometimes we see it on the outside, and it takes the inside of believing that. And that's what we were trying to kind of get to. And, you know, and the reason I could do that, because I've been there. I've been in that situation before. So I can actually talk to him that in an honest place and in a familiar place, because, you know, he's a go-to guy. So, that tends to happen to me. Of course, you can play every game, your team loses, well, guess who gets to blame? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, it took some getting used to it. And he responds. He asks questions. Chandler's one of those guys. He's going to ask his questions and just talk. And I think it's healthy for him. So I think now this summer, kind of, he can, I just hope he goes about it the right way, as far as just, yeah, rehab first. That's important. But while you're doing that, you know, just gaining his confidence back with his mental, because we know he's capable. He knows it. He just has to believe it.
When you think back to
Vincent, sorry for a long answer. That's the only way I can get to that.
Last night, Charles Barkley gave you credit for how great you've been this postseason. You're close with the Turner family. For you to hear someone like that talk about how great you've been, and a lot of national people have said that you're turning back the clock. For you, what does that do for you, and does that add any extra motivation?
What does it do for me? I mean, it's a great feeling. Because I knew in September that I can do this. You know what I'm saying? And I understand how it goes. Like, you look at the age of 40, you look at the history of how many 40-year-olds have played and their production. I don't believe that. I mean, I don't look at it as age. And when I push myself in the summer, when I'm working out in the summer, it's all about, can you play? Not, can you play because you're 40? You know what I'm saying? So, and I think the appreciation from the, I don't want to call it the outside world, but not only the Turner family, but a lot of the older players or former players, because when they got to 40, maybe that just wasn't what they were doing, or they were already done playing, you know? And so I think they kind of look back at it now and say, when they get out of bed, how they feel. I'm not saying that, you know, let me tell you, if you guys see me play in the morning, this is a sidebar, you see me play in the morning, you see me walk in, you're like, there's no way he's playing today. You know, I just struggle. I mean, but it's just the dedication and love for the game, and you know, that's just where I am. So I think my mindset wanted to conquer the whole, oh, he's 40, he shouldn't even be playing, or he shouldn't be playing this way at this level. So I do it just because I do it for me, not for the attention and the, you know, the praise from it. But it is. I mean, I'm human. It's a great feeling, especially from guys like that who are Hall of Famers, who's been around, who've seen guys, and you know, I don't know. I mean, it is motivation. It is motivation, and it motivates. You know, when it's all said and done, like I didn't know about it, and I get home and friends are sending me the video and all that. It was motivation for me to get back home and get back to work again, to do it all over again. You know, I wanted to show I can do it now at 40 to 41 now. You know, I just believe in it. I mean, it's just, and it's not really the regiment, more so than the mindset and the belief. You know, I feel like I'm pretty mentally strong, and I believe in it. And I know sometimes it's some games I'm like, I feel 40 plus. But, you know, I won't let it show. I just like to compete. I like to play hard. I like to, you know, and I want that to be the motivation for the young guys when they see it, more so than anything, more so than me telling them what they're not doing or how to go about it. It's just the effort, you know, just put your work in, understand the game, study the game, you know, and that's what I've done. And I understand at this age now, yeah, I'm a step slower. I might not jump as high, but I understand angles of the game now to survive.
Is it when you came into the league, the game was a fair bit different in terms of the isolation? You had a lot more.
Yeah.
The illegal defense was totally different.
Absolutely.
The team defense.
There's no zone.
No, exactly. Is it harder now because there's a lot more, you know, team-based defense, switching, things that
is it harder? Oh, well, so go ahead.
You know,
from the switching now.
Right,
yeah.
And all that stuff. Does it make it more difficult for you?
Well, if I want to survive, I have to cope with it. I have to adjust, and I've done that, and I've never been afraid of a challenge, and it's just another step. And you know, people's like, he's old, he's this. Yeah, okay, but you know, that doesn't mean you can't compete. And yeah, I might get beat off the dribble, but okay, that means maybe you don't guard the guy as close as you would somebody who's slower, whatever the case may be. So you know, I always appreciate playing against older guys because they're more my speed, of course, but playing against those John Walls and Tony Parker, Westbrook, the list goes on. I just learned how I can gain an advantage on a great player like that. And, you know, maybe there's a little bit, but I have to take advantage of that. And I just compete. Sometimes it's just the effort, just being in the right spots and taking the right angles and so on and so forth. And you know, when they score, you tip your hat and you move on.
Typically, those guys that have played at 41, 42 have all been bigs. They've all been Kareem or Mikhail or, you know, these guys. And this would be the first time, really, that a guy that your position at a wing, and you may play more four, I guess, as you get a little older. But,
nah,
but
okay. I'm all wing. All wing all
does
the
that,
time.
Does that provide even an extra little bit of appreciation, or do you want to kind of be a trailblazer in that regard? Because this is a league that's it's a lot younger as it stands anyway.
You're correct about that. I don't really know how to answer that. I just want to be a guy that loves to play. And oh, by the way, he happens to be 40 plus, and he's continues to find ways to survive, I guess. You know, because there's, you know, we look at Paul right now. I think Paul can still play if he really wanted to. It's just, are you willing to put that work in to do so? And I know it gets harder and harder as I continue to play this game. And I like the challenge. And some days I'm like, why am I doing this? Why? But more days than not, I'm saying I know why I'm doing this. You know, I love competing. I love being here. I love the trash talking that goes on in practice. I love the competition. I love the, you know, shooting it with those guys and helping other guys. I mean, I've been around so long to where it's just a part of me more than anything. And I do know when to walk away. You know, when it's time, it'll be time. My body will tell me. My mind will tell me. My approach to my regimen workout, if that decreases, like I know if I don't do the things that I do, if I don't approach the things that the way that I approach now, if I don't work out after games, I won't be here. I won't survive. I'll break down. You know, so this
you're
is just me.
After that game last night, right?
Yeah, I did. That's just part of me.
I mean, that's you, but you have to. You know your body.
And I want to. I have to. Yes. And there's days like even last night, I had that conversation like, season's over. It's easy to take your stuff off, go shower, go home and be mad. But that, you know, I was still mad, but I can go into the weight room and kind of channel that energy while getting better. I mean, this is now the starting process for me for next year.
Do you have a visualization of, you said you'll know when it's time. Do you visualize how, or is there like a dream scenario you'd like to go out?
No, I try. I can't pick or put together the perfect scenario. I don't know what that is. I mean, of course, we all want to walk away a champion, hitting the game-winning shot. Hopefully not in game 7 of the finals, in the finals in general. You know, you don't want to go that long. You know, that's, of course, the perfect. But, like, the reality of it all is being able to walk away from the game when you want to. It's like one thing Kobe said is, like, he was able to walk away because he wanted to, not because of anything else. He was like, I'm ready to go. No, leave. No, I'm done. It's all out of me now. And I think that's more than anything. And I appreciate all the fans, former teammates, current teammates, like, hey, we want to get you a championship. I want one as well. Don't get me wrong. But I want to continue to play, and I play for the love of the game and hoping that happens. But I've said it before, and chasing is just, that word is tough for me. It's just tough for me. I just enjoy playing, and I want to play because I love it, not because I need to have that championship. I'd
much rather be a part.
I just want to be a part of something, you know, where I can compete and I can contribute. And I'm hoping it's a championship team and making a championship run. You know, I want to play in it. I want that opportunity. Of course, I do. But this team here is not far off. You know, I always hear, oh yeah, this is, you know, this team's great, but you should go play with the contenders that we know. That's great, but I can go play for these contenders and don't play and wilt away, and that would kill me. That would kill me. And I think that's what I have. That's the hard thing to cope with. Like, when I think of that, when I hear people say, go chase, it's like, yeah, I can go chase. And who's to say that I will go play on these teams, because they're already established. They're contenders already with what they have. I just sitting on the bench and, yeah, I can still be the coach and I can, you know, the player coach and motivate guys. I love doing that. But I love doing that while playing, if you see what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
If I sat there, I would wilt away. It's not enough weights in the world to lift to feel better about that. I'm just being honest.
You would never
I struggled in
that kind of a situation.
I would do anything for a team if I'm already established. Like last year with Coach Yeager, my role was to motivate guys and to help our team in the first 10 games. Fine. I'm a part of this team already. But I didn't chase the opportunity for it to be that way.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't sign up for that.
Right. So I'm all for it. Like I said, that was my role. I told him I don't have a problem with it. You see, nothing changed from the first 10 games to the last 10 games. I was still here, there. I probably needed to play just to calm down, to be honest with you, to burn some more energy. But this is how I see it.
You said you're not that far. This team isn't that far away. Can you see the way from here to there? Is there a way from here to where this team would have to be that kind of
Well, it's all about kind of building your foundation, and we've done that. And I think now moving forward in free agency and getting other pieces, that'll help you. I mean, just you see what coach is trying to accomplish here and where, which direction we're heading and what he's done for players. That's what guys like. I mean, that guys thrive for that. I mean, look at what he's done for everyone. I mean, of course, with Mike and with Mark, but look what he's done for all of us. I mean, Coach Viz has motivated me. He was like, you know, I'm going to make sure you this, I want you to play. And you want to play for a guy like that. You want to put the work in to be that. And he's put us all in positions to succeed. I mean, guys had career years. I mean, not even just that. I'm not talking about, like, let's not talk about the rookies, of course, but I mean, just everybody from Tony, Mark, James, we all just had career years. So he's one thing, he's great as far as putting us in positions to succeed, and that's what guys want. So
when you were 25 or so, did you know
25
you would have, did you know then you'd still have the passion to be playing at 40, or when did it start to dawn on you, I'm going to do this as long as I can do it?
I never thought about it. I mean, when I was drafted, I thought about, well, I said to myself, I want to play 15 years. I don't know where I got that from. I don't know. I don't know. It just sounded, I mean, look at some of the greatest players in the history of the game. They didn't play 15 years. And I just felt like, yeah, 15 years, that's a heck of a career. You know, why not? And then it got to 15 years, I was like, hey, let's keep going. That just felt good. You know, so it's just, I never capped it, but at the same time, I've had a lot of players remind me of the things I've said. I was like, yeah, two more years and I'm done. I'm two more years and I'm done. Well, by that time, that's when I got to 15, and I got to 16, and I got to 18, and I'm still saying two more years and I'm done. Yeah, I mean, I feel like good, because I think I sit here today, and I think of when I was younger, at that 25, when the season was over, I felt awful. My body hurt. I mean, it was kind of like, thank God, the season's over. Now I can kind of decompress. I could play three more rounds. Yeah, three more rounds of basketball right now. See where I'm putting that right now. Positive thinking. But that's what I'm saying. I just feel good. So the work that I put in, it continues to motivate me. You know, and I get to the end of the season, I woke up this morning, and it was like, oh, man, like, when's the next game? That's how I feel, you know. So it's just hard to – now I'm working with myself to say, just stop putting the cap. I don't know how many more years.
How long do you think Z-Bell and Tony can go?
As long as they want to go. Because, you know, we're all a different, you know. And if we sit here now, we can think of some of the guys that have retired that we feel that should play, that should still be playing. Allen Iverson comes to mind. Antoine Jameson. These guys. But – you know, I talked to Antoine, and I named Antoine because I talked to Antoine often. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm joking with him. I was like, hey, man, there's some teams that can sure use you. And the first thing he said is, I hope they don't call me. It's just out of, you know, just out of his system.
Right.
And just kind of just like, I've had enough. So it just depends on the person and the person, the player, and what you're willing to do for the good, for your body, to your body, rather. You know, if you're not willing to kind of put that work in. Like, I know, you know, I just talking, he was like, you know, every time he would call me, he was like, yeah, let me call you back. I'm finishing up in the gym. I'm finishing up stretching or whatever. He's like, I have no desire. You know, guys just don't have the desire to put that in. I mean, we can fool ourselves. I can fool myself and say, I can work out half the summer and be okay. Probably play half the season as well. And that's not my motivation. If I'm a play, I want to be the guy, the old guy that's playing. I want to wow you because I'm able to play the entire season while playing the minutes as well. You know, that's what feels good to me, more so than, you know, scoring the big numbers. I mean, I can sacrifice my game. You know I'm able to do it if need be, but for me, it's just being able to play the games and playing. You know, I'm sure you guys probably would sit here and say, oh no, you can do it, but you can't tell me you guys would think that I could play 35, 36 minutes a game in the playoffs. You know, but that thing over there in the corner was my best friend. preparing for it, you know, as far as just endurance, it's just endurance and just training, running on the thing. I bought one. I have one of those. You know, that's what I do. So just being in shape, and that's, it helped me, you know, so that's what motivates me.
Was you, this, the motivation that you talk about, this drive that you got, relentless, was it like this when you were younger? Could you have possibly had the same level?
I mean, it was channeled different. It was channeled differently as far as like my motivation now is like, I mean, I'm the old guy and everybody sees it that, and I want to show you, I mean, in my way, I can still play. I just loved playing then, and I wanted to show you then that I can compete with the best. So I had the motivation. This is my motivation. You know, it's different now. I mean, I was a go-to guy, and you know, you can say, oh yeah, he's good, but he's not good as, well, you know, he can't lead his team or he can't do first team. You know, that was kind of my motivation, was channeled that way then. Now it's my motivation is like, yeah, I can play at this age. I can compete at this age. I can play at a high level against some of the best. Yeah, they may get the best of me sometimes, but I'm not backing down. I've played against the best. I've played against a couple of guys we call the greatest of all time. So that, you know, that it's not, the fear of competition is not it. You know, it's just my motivation is just like, I can compete with these guys half my age who can consider could be my son.
Is it more fun now in some ways? It sounds like it's almost more fun.
It's fun. It is for a different reason. I mean, I put pressure on myself to compete and play well, and you know, I'm thankful that I'm able to get the benefit of that. I was like, oh yeah, it's for you. You know, sometimes it's gonna have this. Thank you, but I don't see it that way. But yes, it is fun.
Did you notice a difference in Mike? I mean, obviously the performance was tremendous. I mean, numerically everything else, but it looked as though, even early on, there was a leadership or a something a little bit more intense about what
he was given a different vision and different approach that he hasn't seen or been a part of in his years here. And in the beginning, he was good, but he was still finding his way. I think halfway through, before All-Star break, of course, he understood who he really is and who he should be. This is who Mike Conley is. And he's been a great facilitator. He's a great team player. He's a great teammate. But we just wanted him to channel his inner Mike Conley. You know, it's Mike Conley. You know, we all have, you know, Mike Conley. We as a team. You know, Coach said, we're going to make you an All-Star. By doing that, now we're setting the tone of what level we want you to play. What level he believed that he could play at. We knew that. We see flashes of it. I mean, this is the way things are. I mean, like, when guys go to different teams, you see a different player. I'm like, damn, well, how come he didn't do that? It's just all about opportunity. He opened the floor up. He said, will the real Mike Conley please stand up?
He stood up. All
right. He should have been an All-Star. Unfortunately, he got hurt, but he was on that level. And I hope people around the world now are saying, yep, he definitely should have been an All-Star. Because he played at that level. He played at superstar level.
Mentality.
Absolutely. You know, and he's such a good guy. Like, you know, he has that mentality, but his mentality was kind of curved as far as, like, my mentality now is to make play, make sure my guys get the ball. We wanted his mentality to be, yeah, these guys need to get the ball, but I need to dominate as well. And it was great to see. I mean, he was great all year, and he was a different animal in playoffs. And I loved it. You know, even when he was tired, I said, okay, fine. The tired Mike Conley's still pretty darn good. You know, and he was great. He was great. And I think the other guy we have on our team was pretty darn good this year as well. Marc Gasol was, I think he set the bar pretty darn high for a five-man.
Appreciate you.
That could be a small forward if he put that kind of work in. I mean, he played that way as far as now. I mean, we're seeing a center now do the handles. I mean, of course, there's a DeMarcus Cousins. But those two guys right now are playing. I mean, they just reinvented the center position. I mean, you can't call them centers anymore. Are they stretch forwards, maybe?
Stretch
I mean, that's what they're playing. If you had to give them a role, I don't know. I mean, it's just great to see, and just great to see these guys kind of do that and accept the role. I mean, it's different. Like, we went from seeing Mark shoot, I don't know, 5 threes a year,
yeah,
to
like
shooting
12 in his career.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, then even better, to 5 a game, you know, and I'm shooting with confidence, fadeaways, the whole nine. So it's just the seeing the like, there again, the inner Marc Gasol, like, the real Marc Gasol has stood up. And this, you know, this is going to take them to the next level. And that's why I said that what we've built is just tremendous, just off watching those two and watching Jermichael Green, who they've become. This is great for this organization.